Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a sandwich shop called Salty Lunch Lady. Let's dive in.
Sounds delicious. Tell me, what makes this place so special?
Well, Drea, the owner, believes sandwiches are the perfect food. Limitless potential with textures, breads, and fillings. She opened Salty Lunch Lady in June 2023, and it's been booming ever since.
Wow, that's impressive. So what's the star of the show?
The Dill Party. It's their most popular sandwich, a labor of love involving a 24-hour brined turkey, thinly sliced. Drea's very specific about that, almost shredded. It's a lot of work, but they take pride in the process.
Sounds divine. Is everything made from scratch?
Well, not the bread. Drea prefers to source it from Solvent Street. She believes that bad bread ruins a sandwich, no matter how good the filling is. You know, she prefers stretchy, soft, and pliable bread. What else? Oh, the Dill Havarti. It's a must for that creaminess.
Interesting. Now, I have to ask, what's the story behind the name Salty Lunch Lady?
Right. So Drea's dream was always a sandwich shop. She worked at a place called Sorella, with a group of women in their early 20s, and they all fantasized about opening a sandwich shop / vintage clothing store combo. Crazy, huh? Although the clothing store part didn't happen, the sandwich dream did.
That's a great story. So besides the Dill Party, what else is on the menu?
Oh, the Chicky is a fan favorite. A giant smashed chicken meatball with all the fixings. Sautéed onions, garlic, herbs, and a special blend of spices. It's Drea's personal fave. They also do weekly specials. This week, a buffalo chicken dip sandwich on Pizza Bianca. Can you believe it?
Wow, that sounds interesting. A dip as a sandwich filling? Is it as messy as it sounds?
Probably, but in a good way, I'd imagine. Drea is a big fan of dips, and she's not afraid to experiment. She also makes desserts, rotating icebox cakes, cream pies, and cookies. I gotta respect her hustle.
So they've got sandwiches, dips, desserts? Sounds like a pretty comprehensive lunch spot. What's the atmosphere like?
Drea envisions it as a neighborhood spot, a place where people can connect, be alone, and just enjoy a little bit of happiness, you know? She's passionate about creating a welcoming space, and her cooking reflects that.
That's lovely. And how does she manage all of this?
Well, she has a small team, including Nick, a line cook who's a whiz with the meat slicer. And Drea handles the desserts, a true grandma-style cook. I see. Interesting. Got it. No measuring, just pure instinct.
So it's more than just a sandwich shop. It's a labor of love, a community hub, and a testament to Drea's passion and creativity.
Absolutely. It's a place where you can go for a really good sandwich, maybe a slice of cake, and a little dose of happiness. And with that, we've come to the end of our discussion on Salty Lunch Lady. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Goodbye.